This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again on Old Dan. Come up, Dan. Come on, Dan. Let's go. Got to get up and get a getting. You old lazy thing. I know you kind of weary a little bit, but the Old Trailblazer is too, so we're in this thing together. We bring you this study now, folks, on the soon coming, the imminent coming of our blessed Lord, and we're looking there in the scriptures how that the prophets of old, the men of old, spoke of the coming of the Lord. And we saw that in our last study, but let's look again. From across the centuries comes the voice of the old prophet Zechariah, who testifies that the Lord is coming, coming with all of his saints, and that his feet in that day shall stand on the Mount of Olives, fulfilling that promise that this same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen go into the heaven. We bring you this study on the certainty of his coming. We're showing you from God's word. It's not a myth. It's not a figment of our imagination. It's God's word. Listen, it says he went away from Mount Olive. He'll come back to Mount Olive. One day his feet shall stand on the old Mount of Olives from whence he went back to glory. Our cry, the born-again believer's cry is this morning, tonight, whatever, Lord Jesus, come now, come quickly. That's what the old Apostle John said, wasn't it? Then when we open the book of Malachi, another one of the old prophets of God, the last book there in the Old Testament, we don't see our Lord as a suffering servant, as a crucified one in his first coming. But we see him now in his second coming as a son of righteousness, rising with healing in his wings. The greatest thing in this life is to know him and then to wait for him at his coming. One of the things here at the Old Trailblazer broadcast at our radio missions ministry, one of the things that we don't go to seed on, no, but I'm talking about is very preeminent, is that this is God's word, and believe it and be saved. Oh, but my friend, the greatest thing, we hardly ever go through a service without mentioning the greatest thing in this life is to come to know the Lord. You say, well, Trailblazer, what do you mean by that? What are you speaking of? We hear these preachers now on radio and on television, and they don't mention anything about knowing the Lord. They do all these Bible studies on Ruth and Naomi and all of those things and tie it into knowing the Lord. What are you talking about? Well, I'm talking about that man is a sinner. The scripture teaches and preaches that man comes into this world a sinner, sinful, alienated from God, separated from God because of sin. It teaches us that Satan is the god of this world, the old serpent, the old wildest serpent, is a prince in the power of this air, and he has every individual in his natural state blinded to the fact that he's a sinner, blinded to the fact that he has no hope, blinded to those things, and will be as long as he lives on this earth until and unless the Holy Spirit of God comes there, sent there by the hope by the Lord God himself, and reveals to that soul. That's what he does. He reveals, opens up, opens his eyes, pulls the scale back from his eyes, and lets him see, lets me see, that I was a sinner, a lost soul, wandering around in this darkened, sin-cursed world with no hope, and with no joy and no peace. Oh, but my friend. So we see the greatest thing in this life is to come to know the Lord in reality. And then wait for him for his coming from heaven. Wait for his return. When the New Testament opens, we hear the voice of angels singing, announcing that the Messiah has been born. We see the wise men wending their way from the east, looking for the infant king, the child Jesus, the King of the Jews. Christ grows into manhood, walks over the Judean hills, along the shores of the Sea of Galilee, and up and down the streets of Jerusalem. We hear him proclaiming, I will come again. He speaks of his second coming in an open discourse. He tells his disciples, I'm going into this far country, but I'm coming back in an hour when ye think not. It may be at evening. It may be when the sun is sinking in the golden west. It may be at midnight. Everything is hushed and asleep. It may be it's a cock crowing in the wee hours of the night, or it may be at morning dawn. But watch, for you know not the hour that Son of Man cometh. He was constantly saying, watch and be ready, for you know not what hour I may return. The old trailblazer here, the thrust of this ministry that I bring you is to warn you to flee from the wrath to come, that you know not what hour you may come. You know tomorrow is not promised today. You may be right in the prime of life, in the fullness of life, but tomorrow is not promised, my friend. I know folks don't take heed to that. Folks are not frightened by those things, but I hope you are. I see. I'm a realist. I tell you all the time. I face reality day by day. And I see this present world that we live in, here where I live. Folks are being killed on the highways. Folks are being shot down on the street. Folks are just dying and going out into eternity. And the obituary columns in our local paper, there's four pages almost every morning of people who have died and gone on out into eternity. My friend, they went out into eternity. They went out. And I know that we have a culture now that nobody goes to hell. I know that. Oh, they get on me for saying that. Folks get on, rail on me for saying that. But my friend, I'm a realist. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. After that, the judgment. There's none righteous, no, not one. And my friend, you don't see anybody. I don't see anybody. I don't know of anybody hardly that's concerned about their souls. I see folks concerned about their 401k. Then I see the world over there in the Middle East being torn up by those terrible people that are beheading our people and doing all of those. I see those things, but I don't see anybody. They have news people now, news companies, cable companies, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for nothing but news of the world happening. But you don't see anything. I have never seen one section or place where they talk about men ought to repent. I don't see that. I don't see not one iota of anybody being warned to flee from the wrath to come. I don't. No, I hear some of these evangelists sometime on Sunday night on the radio, but they don't talk about death, hell, and the grave. They talk about all of those things that's pleasant. They talk about their trip to the beach that they took Saturday to over there on the coast somewhere, and they talk about their going to Jerusalem to see the old stones over there that's fell down. They see all of those things, my friend, but you don't hear anybody talking about their souls. So I ask you, I know that I, the old trailblazer, old Pastor Pendarvis, I know that basically a lone voice crying, repent. I know that I'm that, my friend. I realize that. And the Lord has given me this desire to send out the gospel. You know, when Jonah went through Nineveh, he was a lone voice. He rebelled against the Lord. The Lord sent him back to Nineveh there in the whale belly or the fish's belly. And he coughed him up there on the shore. And he went into Nineveh. He only had one message. That's what I have, was one message. Repent. Turn to the Lord before it's too late. Old Jonah went in there. The scripture says that Nineveh was a city of 3 days' journey. Now, I don't know what that meant, unless it meant he could walk 3 days across it. But anyhow, he went through there crying 40 days. 40 days. Do you know that was grace? 40 days. Noah was a man of God. Gave him the authority and the instructions how to build the ark there, and he gave him 120 years to preach the gospel. Oh, my friend, let me just dwell there for a moment. 120 years Noah preached the gospel, building that boat. I have no clue as to how they done that, how they did that. I don't know how they did it. Maybe you know, you can call me and tell me. I don't know, they had no sawmills or whatever. They must have had chopping axes and things to do the timber with. It was a wooden boat. There wasn't any steel factories and all those things. But the Lord gave him a commission to preach the gospel. He kept proclaiming that flood's coming, flood's coming. Just like the old trailblazer, day after day, time after time, I bring you the message, turn or burn. repent or perish. My friend, that's no joke to me. That's no fairy tale to me. Turn or burn. If you never get saved, my friend, if you never get saved, you're going to hell. There's no two ways about it. You can deny it. It won't make no difference. But, oh, my friend, I believe I have time to tell you about old Noah building on that boat. And I fantasize and imagine this little kid in the neighborhood there was always down there watching him. And he'd tell his daddy, he said, Daddy, Mr. Noah's building that boat. He said it's going to rain. Never had rain before. And his daddy said, stay away from down there, boy. That old man's a kook. He's an old kook like the old trailblazer. But anyhow, long time. One day it started raining. Little old boy said, Daddy, Mr. Noah said it's going to rain, and it's raining. He said, oh, come on up here on the porch, boy. He said, but Daddy, look, the old boat there. That door's closed, Daddy. That door's closed. He's been telling us to come on in. That door's closed, Daddy. Water got up on the porch. Come on in the house. Go upstairs. Water got upstairs. Water got on the roof. Water got in the attic. They all drowned. I can't imagine, my friend. I know that's fairy tale, maybe, but I can't imagine the people screaming. Oh, they had never seen the water before. Come up in their houses, wherever they were, my friend. Can you just... The Bible is true, my friend. The water covered the earth. Every mountain, every treetop, every peak, nothing of thing sticking out of the water, my friend. All of those days, it rained day and night. The heavens were broken up. The earth was broken up. The sea was broken up. Just like it's going to be here with the wrath of God, my friend. Oh, I wish I could describe the wrath of God. The scripture says that the Lord is angry with the wicked every day, my friend. Did you ever admit that you're a wicked sinner? Old Trailblazer saw one day that he was a wicked sinner, lost and on the road to hell. And the Lord gave me grace. My friend, the Lord has grace. He says he's not willing that you should perish. He says, my grace is sufficient. He'll save you. He said, I'm come that you might have life. But my friend, folks won't have it. Are you one of those folks that won't have it? You'd rather sit there, smoke your pipe, and drink your damn beer, spit your cud, and sit on the porch and scream at the old trailblazer to go to hell? Oh, my friend, I love your soul. How long, my friend, will you tarry? How long? And that old Lord, how long will you wait? How long will you be gracious with my family, my children, my grandchildren, my loved ones, my congregation, Lord? Don't let them go, Lord. Don't let them go, Lord. Lord, come down thy mercy seat. Oh, the old trailblazer is going to be true to your soul, my friend, whether you like it or not. Would you help me with the broadcast? You enjoy these services? You appreciate them? May not enjoy them, but do you appreciate them? Remember my mailing address, the old trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785, and my phone number, air code 225-664-8658. Goodbye. May God bless you.